Welcome back to Tokyo Fresh. I'm your host, Jordan. I'm here with David.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Hi.
How are you?
God. That's a tough question to answer, especially given this week.
What a week it's been indeed.
Oh, yeah. No, it started on a Monday and it's still going.
And it's still Monday today.
It's still Monday. It still feels like it.
Fuck me. The Monday just won't end.
Yeah. I don't even know if I want to get into that because that's more like personal stuff, but...
You know, once everything's resolved, I think.
I think that will probably be the outcome. We'll see how that goes.
We'll see how it goes. But yeah, it's been a long week. I was in the office every day this week. Apart from Monday.
Back to the mines.
Yeah. I got sent back to the mines this week, like every day. And
better than Seattle.
Yes.
Less drug dealers.
Less drug dealers. Yeah, less people shitting on the street, which is good. But like. Dude, it's
only a couple though.
It's only a couple. Honestly, you go up to the fourth floor and you're like, "Wow, is this Seattle?" But like, it's like getting close. It's like end of the month, so like invoices have to be submitted. Mm-hmm. So it was a whole like all hands on deck. We got to submit all these invoices like by Friday because Golden Week is coming up. So it was like,
and
all right,
people
guys,
aren't gonna be here, and
yeah, people aren't gonna be here. Some people might. So it was a whole like we all got to get to the office every day this week just so everything is like done. Because there are things that are like time sensitive, and it's better if you're in the office to be able to like poke someone and be like, hey, let's get this document like stamped or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was like every day in the office. David, let me tell you, impossible. I don't know how I ever did every day in an office. Like, I think twice a week is and should be anyone's hard limit. Unless you're like, if I was working in a school, I'd get it. Mm. I don't mind going into my school every day because I can't teach at home.
Yeah, I mean, like, a school makes sense in that, like, a large amount of people have to gather for that process to work.
Yes.
So it's...
It makes sense.
Infinitely easier to have them all in one spot.
Yeah, but, like, going into an office every day is actually soul crushing, especially considering, you're like, I could have done this at home. Mm. Like, I'll put it this way. So I was editing a video for, like, to go out this weekend. Went out yesterday, YouTube channel, Afro in Japan. Go and watch it. It's about rice and how it almost killed the entirety of Japan. Very good video. But I was editing that in the evenings. Mm. And so Monday, I finish work. I'm working from home. Finish work, clock off. And I literally just go, okay, I'll make a little coffee. Time to start editing. Let me turn my body 12 degrees to my actual laptop and start editing there. Easy. I go into the office and it's like, cool, I finished working. Okay, let me commute home. The commute should take 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Why is it taking me an hour and a half some days? Because everyone's trying to go home at the same fucking time.
Yeah, Chihiro mentioned that too. She's like, on the train going home,
yeah,
it has been like the worst it's been. She's like, it's fucking awful.
It's awful.
And she's like, yeah, it must be because people are not working from home anymore. Yeah. Companies want them to come into work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All the stupid Japanese companies are like, oh, come into work because like we've paid for this office space for a year and we got to like show our investors we're using
right.
it. But the problem is now everyone's going into work. So during like the pandemic season, they were hiring more people. More people are getting like moving kind of further away from Tokyo because they're like, oh, I don't have to go into the office every day. This is easy. I can live a little further away. I can like get a better place and I'll just go in like a couple times a month maybe. Mm. And then they were like, oh, actually, we want everyone to come in like 3-4 times a week. 5 days a week, every, you know?
Yeah, to me, it doesn't make sense because, like,
it doesn't.
I would have to imagine that, like, we had COVID for long enough that you could get some, you know, usage data, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, I assume that there are companies that probably went, like,
mm-hmm.
we were more productive and spent less money
yeah.
shipping everyone to the office
yeah.
and letting them do remote work than... You know, 100%. Everyone going in.
I've worked out what it is already. So no, my company's fine. My company was like, all hands on deck. Let's get these invoices in for the last week. But I think the majority of companies were like, holy shit, I'm a middle manager. I'm middle manager Suzuki, yeah?
Yeah. Mm.
And my whole job is managing these fucking dickheads below me. And I've gone, all right, guys, work from home because global pandemic. And now I'm sitting at home, my fucking finger in my ass going, oh, wait, fuck. If I have no one to manage...
My job doesn't exist.
Yeah, my job no longer exists anymore. Oops. Because if everyone's at home, they're managing themselves. They don't need me to be like, hey, do the work because they're already doing the work, you know?
Right.
So a lot, it seems like a lot of the middle managers have gone, fuck, I need to make myself relevant in this company again. I have the boss's ear. I'm going to tell the boss, production's down 12.5% since last quarter. And then they go, oh, okay, cool. We should have some office days. Let's have one office day a week. And one girl becomes two, two becomes three, three becomes four. And now we're in 5 days a fucking week, basically. So yeah, it's been awful. Everyone's back in the office. The trains are disgusting.
Nobody likes it.
No one likes it.
Well, I mean, your company's a little bit different. I can understand where people are like, why the fuck do I need to be here?
Yeah, no one likes it. Not even only my company. No one likes it. No one likes it. No one wants to go into the office every fucking day. It's a pain in the ass. You can work better from home. Like, yep. I'm not sure how the stats are working with Japan, but definitely internationally, there are a lot of people who are like, if I can't work from home, I don't want this job. Like, I'll come in like twice a week.
Sure.
Once a week, a couple times a month. But like, if you're telling me I got to be in every day, I don't want the job.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on what you got to do.
I mean, yeah, I feel the same though. I'm like, if I have to go into the office every day.
They actually show that a 4-day work week and work from home up productivity, just that management knows people will dick off. But like, okay.
Yeah. But that's the thing though.
But who cares?
Exactly.
If the shit is better and it's done at the same amount of time, what do you care?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it definitely feels like a lot of middle managers being
that's
like.
That's what it is.
I'm becoming irrelevant.
Becoming irrelevant. No one knows going to need my managerial skills for much longer.
No one's going to need me to dictate grunt work.
Yeah, because no one needs you to do that. That's the thing. You put me in an office and you say, hey, Jordan, I need you to file these contracts. This is my job, whatever. Sure. File these three contracts. You're in an office. You're going to be here from fucking 9 to 6. File these documents. I'm going to go, okay, cool. Guess I'm going to take my fucking sweet ass time with it.
Yep.
So I'll take my fucking time. I'll make sure I'm working until 6. And by 6, I'll be like, oh, guys, I worked really hard and the work is done. You go, wow, you could have done it in 1 day. What a trooper. And I go, oh, so this work can take more than 1 day? Gang, I'll stretch it.
Yep.
Hour and a half lunch, got to run to the bathroom. I got to run down and get a coffee. You know, oh, I got to go talk to Janice on the fucking fourth floor about something. Oh, someone's having a conversation about whatever across the room. Guess I'll join that. That's me in the office, legitly. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I work, and then I'm like, oh, someone's having a conversation across the room. Guess I'll join that for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of time that I just spend like fucking around the office is actually insane. And then you work from home, and I go, oh, you need these done? I'm going to smash these out as quickly and efficiently and cleanly as possible so I can stop doing this. I'm going to finish work immediately.
Right.
Immediately.
I mean, it is that system of hard workers are punished with more work.
Mm.
Right?
It's the saying.
Hard workers are punished with more work. So why work hard?
What's the prize for winning a pie eating contest? More pie.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
The fuck?
A lifetime supply of pie.
I've had my fill, sir. I was just in a pie eating contest. Fuck, that's stupid. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. Yep. But no, that's all it is. So like, a lot of middle managers are freaking out. Oh, apparently, one of the prefectures, I forget which one of the prefectures or like municipalities implemented a 4-day work week in Japan. And it worked really well. Like really, really well. Yeah. So I posted about it on Twitter. I was like, this is really cool. Like they've implemented a 4-day work week. That's really cool.
Yeah. Okay. No, I do remember hearing about that. Where was that?
It was in, I'm not going to remember. I tweeted about it. And then someone was in
my... The name in my brain, whenever something happens, I always just say, it's probably in Gunma, but it's never in Gunma.
It's never in Gunma.
I don't know why Gunma comes to my brain every single time.
Can I search my own tweets? Hold on.
Yeah, you should be able to.
Should be able to. Good app. You know what? Ever since Twitter changed to
X,
everything's fucked.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know.
4 day work week. Okay. It's if I can find it. 4-day work week in Japan, which employees extra blah 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 blah. I found it actually. That was easy. Yeah. It was in great, the article's down. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Good job. It was in some municipality governments in Japan are experimenting with 4-day work week in which employees take listen how Japan did it. They did it in the worst way. So
why am I not surprised?
Some municipal governments in Japan are experimenting with a 4-day work week in which employees work extra hours on work days and take off an additional day to the weekend. So they've taken the hours on the Friday,
Okay.
Smeared them out into
Monday to Wednesday.
Oh, do you know where it was? Do you know where it was? Goomba.
Was it Goomba?
It was Goomba.
Oh, okay, good.
It was fucking Goomba.
It was in the back of my brain for some reason.
It was Mayabashi.
I wasn't going nuts.
No, it was Mayabashi Municipality and Goomba, where 33 divisions are taking part in this thing from like August until September. So it's basically finished now.
But broken clock and all that.
Honestly, yeah, fucking stupid. Oh, they were like, the participants work 9 hours and 45 minutes for 3 days and 9 hours and a half for 1 day, totaling 30 hours and 45 minutes of total work. So they've misunderstood the concept. The concept isn't work more, work the same hours in shorter period. Yeah, the concept is we just work less hours, but more efficiently. Right. And I think they heard the word efficiently and they were like, efficiently? No, none of that.
No.
I can access my thing. Okay, I had one fucking absolute fucking, let me find him. There was one absolute fucking pleb who was in the comments and he was like,
should I play the clip?
Go on then. Fucking dickhead.
Where is it?
Oh, problems always. This man wanted problems.
Problems always.
So like the dude is arguing massive fucking, you know, you get those guys who are like the person in the office everyone hates. The guy in the classroom.
Sure, yeah.
The guy in the classroom where it's like fucking, it's 3:29 on a Friday. You're all about to go home from a long day of school. And he goes, professor, what about the homework this weekend? That's
that
him.
Guy.
That's clear this guy. Because he's like, duh, actually, like, duh, a 5 day week is perfect. Duh. Like, I need all the days to work because I need every hour in the day to get my work done. And I'm like, no, this has been tried and tested in various countries, my guy. And he's like,
my question is why?
Because he's bad at his job.
Well, maybe, but again, like, okay, given that they've said that they want to move the hours from like Friday to the other days of the week, you're not losing any actual hours. So
there we go.
What's your issue?
He wants to suck on that government cock, and that's perfectly okay.
Fair enough.
Fine. You want to? He's clearly middle management, clearly fucking middle, because he's like.
We're assuming people in Japan aren't working efficiently. And I'm like, they're not.
Here,
there's
no fucking assumption.
We're not assuming anything.
What are you talking about? Here's every fucking article for the last 10 years showing they're working inefficiently. Here's the fucking global GX whatever standard they release every fucking year where they're like, Japan's working the longest hours, but they're getting nothing done. Fucking idiot. So I'm like, here's the articles. And he's like, well... most people in middle small companies work efficiently. And I'm like, no, they fucking don't. I've worked in middle small companies. And then he's like, oh no, I'm losing this battle. Guess I'm going to have to go after. I think he actually deleted one of the tweets. Fucking cunt. And he's basically like, well, you've never worked in a company. How would you know? And I'm like, bro, I just like posted my LinkedIn. I'm like, bro, I've worked in various companies. I worked in startups, schools, in various industries. Yep. Bro, you're actually retarded. And then the last thing I posted was just like, the Japanese labor productivity ranked 30 amongst the 38 countries. And he's like, duh. Productivity doesn't always mean accurate. That's the definite. Okay. You live your life.
There are some people that exist to just be contrarian assholes.
Yeah.
And when they don't realize, or when they do realize that they're wrong, they'll pretend they're not.
Yeah.
They employ the George Costanza fucking life rule of, it's not a lie if you believe
it. If you believe it. I think it always happens. Because I'm black and on the internet, people do this thing where they go, this guy must be American. I'm not going to click his profile to confirm, but he must be American. Because one of the things, he goes, the Americans you're praising so much. And I'm like, I've been using nothing but European statistics.
We don't do that here.
We don't praise America here. Listen, go back 2 weeks. Listen to the episode. We don't do that
definitely
here.
Definitely not.
You're on the wrong fucking podcast for that, my guy. You need to move the fuck on. So I was like, I live your life. I was like, cool. You're clearly mentally challenged, and I don't fight our words on the internet. So we're gonna move on here. We're gonna live your life. But yeah, people like that is the reason that you at home, loyal listener, can't have a 4 day work week because fucking dick sucky Mick, I want to work long hours, gee, is like, oh, but what about fucking, I hate my wife and I don't want to go home.
What about my productivity?
Oh, but what about, if I have young kids, how am I going to afford care? you'll be at home. It's a 4-day work week. It's less care, you fucking idiot.
So what you're implying is that you don't care about your children because you'd rather leave them at a daycare
with a
where you don't have interactions with them for eight hours a day.
You fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot. Yeah, a lot of that. I think that's the reason, like, a lot of people, we can't have, we can't have nice things, and two, we can't have, like, a 4-day work week.
Yep.
Thanks, cunts.
It is, yeah.
But anyway.
Hey, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I digress. But there, I did a video. It was really fun. It's doing pretty well. I think I was watching a lot of, speaking about, like, editing videos. This year was, like, I realized I have a weird fear of, like, going full tilt into something, and then, like, just like crashing and burning. And I was like, why am I not like really going full tilt with like YouTube and content creating and stuff? And I'm like, oh, I have an immense fear of like putting everything on red and then just fucking failing. It's terrifying to me. I was like, that would suck. At least if you have one foot out, you can be like, I didn't even try that hard.
Right. This is only a fraction of my power.
This is only half my power. And yeah. I was like, this is a great, I can always like do that. And I was like, this is not the way to do things. This is the way that people that don't want to get things done do things. And I was like, I can't keep doing it this way.
Dan is asking what you use to edit.
I use DaVinci Resolve.
DaVinci Resolve.
It was great. It's a pain in the ass to use. Well, it's free and it works really well. So I'm happy with that. It's only crashed once in all the years I've used it.
There you go.
And that was because, man, I was putting that shit through the fuck. The last one I edited had layers upon layers of edits on that shit. And it crashed once. And I was like, do you know what? That time, my bad. That was on me. Fair.
I've used Premiere Pro. Yeah. That thing will crash if you look at it funny.
Honestly, yeah. You sneeze too hard in the other room, shit's going to crash, bro. You can't start with it. But anyway, so I was watching a lot of like, it's like a long Mr. Beast compilation thing about him talking about content creating and what do you do in the content space and how to do blah, 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 blah. And I was watching this like long ass video about it. And I was like, what he says makes perfect sense. Like
but that man's also insane.
No, he is insane. But in his insanity, there are gleams of like truth. There are nuggets pure fact where you're like, I can't do what this man does because this man is insane. But I can take the principles of how he does it and put them into the way I'm doing things and like improve what I'm doing. Like, for example, one of the things is like you always got to show your videos and stuff like your most cynical friend. And I was like, oh, cool. I'll show it to Sean then. Because Sean doesn't give a shit about being like, this is dog shit. Like, he saw my thumbnail and is like, your thumbnail's shit. Change it. And I was like, thanks, Sean. I'll do just that. It's important. And then another thing was like, if you're going to go through the comments as negative comments, you should always like take that as a way to improve. Your first 100 videos are going to be dog shit. And then you've got to improve something on every video. So I was like, cool. The plan is every video I'll go through the comments, find the negative ones. And those are the things I need to improve for the next time. Mm. And someone was like, your script is too close to one of the sources I was using. And I was like, maybe he's right. I think that was my base source. And then I had other information like injected into it. And I was like, he might be right. That might be true. Okay, cool. Next video, that's what we improve. We improve the script writing.
Right.
Next video, we find a new thing to improve. And it was really funny because I had people like screenshotting messages sending to me being like, oh, bro, this guy commented like this mean thing on your video. And I'm like, no, that's what we've gained a new step.
You know what? I've definitely learned that lesson more from playing games online.
Yeah.
When like you're playing something new or you're not good at it yet, and then someone who's like playing the game more is like just like, ah, you're fucking dog shit, you're bad, you're whatever. And you just go, Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So help me.
I just started. Give me some advice.
It's not even like, yes, I understand I'm fucking bad. You need to help me then.
Yeah. We're on the same team.
We're on the same team. If you're not going to help me, then
we're fucked.
It's your own fucking fault.
They're all going to lose, fucking idiot. No, 100%. 100%, yeah. It's hard, though. I think people find it really hard to take feedback, be it positive or negative. So I'm like, I'm pretty okay taking feedback, positive or negative. My problem was always taking said feedback and then using it to improve. Like, I would take it and be like, you could be right. Or like, you could be wrong. But then I do nothing with the feedback. And I'm like, gotta change that. Because in my mind, I was like, as long as I'm improving something, it's fine. But there was no like general direction of where I was improving, just like something's gonna get better. Now I'm like, okay, cool. Now we have like areas we can like target when we're improving like videos and stuff. And I enjoy his thing. He was like, your first 100 videos are dog shit. And I was always like,
that's a lot of videos.
That's what I said. I was like,
that's a lot of videos.
I've heard people say like your first 50, 20 videos are dog shit. But he's like, no, your first 100 videos are dog shit. Unless you have like a film major or something. So he's like, make 100 videos and then talk to me at video 101. He's like, if I think it's like I have apprentices, but they have to make 100 videos before they like get under the apprenticeship or something like that. And I was like, I get it though. Cause like, if you're not from a filming background and you're now suddenly doing like filming, script writing, editing, yeah, it's hard. It's a lot.
Yep.
Like it's
what like, works and what doesn't,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's hard to,
the pain. Like it takes hours to edit like content and stuff. Especially me. It's like a week of like every day I'm editing for like 5-6 hours a night.
Just Jesus, that's a lot.
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm doing half the time. So I'm like,
that's fair.
So I'm like, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this? And you edit like 3 times. You go through hard cuts and you go through again with the base edits. Mm-hmm. Then you go through again with the timings and make sure everything's like clean cut and stuff. So like, and I'm not the fastest at it. So I think the hard cuts this time was pretty quick, like maybe a couple hours. Then the fucking just going over and over again, it's like re-edit it. It's a lot. Like I think I tweeted the half through. I was like, I need an editor. This is actually insane.
I mean, at that point, you've given up.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I was like, I need an editor. But then I was like, okay, back to it. Considering there are like giant YouTubers that still edit their own stuff, I'm like, it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Sick. I mean, I definitely think that a lot of like the really big people who still edit their own stuff have a style.
Yeah.
So they kind of like know going into a video like, oh, I need this part. Like they cut a lot of the fat.
Yeah.
So they kind of just go like, okay, I need this shot. I'm going to talk about this here. Boom, boom, boom. And like, you don't have to film other stuff. You don't have to use B-roll.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. Honestly, it's super impressive. But yeah, that was my week. It was fun. Go watch my video. Don't be another one for 2 weeks because I'm going to be in the UK. So yeah. Enjoy, guys.
There you go.
How was your week, David?
Like I said,
yeah.
I don't really want.
Yeah, okay, we'll get to
talk about it.
Do you want to talk about the streamer who got fucking spit on?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Because you'd sent me that. So I guess like we said last week,
a little bit of news.
You said like weird news stories.
Yeah.
But this seems more recent.
This is recent.
We can do
weird and recent.
I mean, I have like an update.
We do that too.
Of a previous episode.
Oh,
I don't remember which episode that was in.
Ooh,
I'll take a look at it.
I'm gonna send this into the Discord for those who want the links of this thing I'm about to talk about. But there's a streamer called Cash Meow.
I recognize the name. Is he a shitlord?
No, he's pretty chill.
Okay,
he's pretty chill. He does. I've met him once randomly on the street, and I was just like exploring Shibuya and doing whatever. And he was really cool. He was basically like, you know, be safe out there. Be careful. Don't do X, Y, and Z. Don't follow this guy. This guy's really weird. Da, da, da. Like, I was like,
yeah,
this guy's nice. He's a cool guy.
I don't know why I know the name, but
he's probably been in a few viral content clips. That's probably why.
Okay.
Like, sure. He's been in a bunch of clips that have, like, gone viral. He's the one who got punched. Someone punched him. He got, like, assaulted randomly. Yeah.
That's weird.
I know. Fucking awful, honestly. Where's the... Okay, I'm posting the links in the episode discussion that have... There you go. The links. There you go. Okay, anyway. Yeah. So he was in, I think it was Shibuya. Shibuya?
That's what it said.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was in Shibuya right near Gaijin Mart. For those who know it, Gaijin Mart is the big family mart on the corner.
On the corner by 109.
Where all the fucking foreigners go and drink every fucking night. Some people call it Content Corner. No, it's Gaijin Mart. Let's not fuck around. Content? No, it's Gaijin Mart. It's where the Gaijin hang out every fucking night. And it's like, it's the family mart that years ago, we used to be able to pop into for a quick piss, you know, quick piss on the way to the club. Now you can't. Those bathrooms are locked the fuck down. I assume because like various people are going in there and doing dumb shit. So they just lock the bathrooms down now. No bathrooms. Thanks, guys.
Yo, what the fuck?
Are you reading it?
I didn't watch the video.
Oh, you seeing it?
Yeah.
Bro,
what the fuck?
What, even play by play? It's disgusting.
Yeah, like, the thing is like, He's like another foreigner, right? So like, yeah.
But he speaks like fluent Japanese, basically.
Oh, does he?
Yep. There's a part of the video where he talks to the police, and he's a Japanese fluent. He's really good.
Huh.
Yep.
So like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you a fucking no? Who's speaking fluent Japanese? I have the
streamer Cash Meow.
Oh no! I'm talking about the other guy who spit on him.
Oh no! The guy who spit on him is just a fucking random foreigner.
Yeah,
I assume like he's a drunk cunt in Japan.
I
don't know if he's a tourist or not, but I. They caught him. They caught us as quick as well. So for those who don't know what happened was, Cash Meow was like, he's just streaming outside fucking Gaijin Mart. He's got a couple guys around him. They're all talking, hanging out, you know, doing like everyday live streaming in Japan type shit, basically, you know? And out of nowhere, this guy pops up, spits in Cash Meow's face. Cash Meow is honestly the most chill guy I've ever seen in my entire life. If someone, David, set you up, you're chilling outside Family Mart, you're doing a little streamy stream, someone spits in your face, what's your reaction? What are you doing?
Oh, dude, if someone spit in my face, like, and that guy is still within sight.
He was.
He's not walking away.
There we go.
That dude, I guarantee that he's dude done. Is not walking away he's without done. A fucking fight.
No, he's done.
At that point, I don't care.
I don't care. You're going down. You are going the fuck down. I don't care if I'm streaming. I don't care if I'm recording. I don't care if I'm on a date. You spit on me. You're going down. I'm going to throw hands and I'm not going to stop throwing until someone stops me.
There is a certain, like, I think as like human beings, there's like a certain level of respect, like disrespectful things that people can
get
can
away deal with. Yeah.
You know, yelling, calling people.
Don't care.
Like words or whatever. Right?
Don't
like,
care.
Some people that gets them.
Don't care.
Get pushed or something. Some people that gets them. I think like spitting on someone is like instantly it's a fight.
It's a fight.
Instantly.
It's a fight. It's clearly a fight. Bro gets spit on. Do you know what my guy does? He goes to the dude, bro, come and apologize or I have to go to the police. Level.
No.
Bro, the level.
I'm busting that guy's kneecaps.
Yes.
Then we're going to the police.
Bro said, he's like, you got to come and apologize or I'm definitely going to the police. The level of the, is my man a saint? That's crazy. Guy decides, no, fuck you, no apologies, blah, blah, blah. Dude, what's up? Guy's like, cool. I'm going to have to go. I have no choice now but to go to the police. Bro walks literally 3 seconds because the Koban is right there. The Koban's right there. Switches to Japanese. Boy's act fluency. Bro's like, yeah, this dude just spit on me. Get him. Police are like, we're in action now, boys. Which one? We're going to get him. Fucking the guy who spits, he flees for his life, runs away. He dies. He's like, no, not going to get caught. Runs away. Drops his phone. Japanese police being Japanese police. Do they chase him?
No.
Of course not. They go, he sped up faster than a brisk walk.
Too far.
Mizugashi. Can't do it.
Yep.
Can't do it. I'm blind to this. Sorry. Guy drops his phone. Bro's like, ooh, evidence. Did Policeman Jones pick it up? No, of course not. The random guys that Cash Meow was with picks up and was like, hey, this is his phone. Guy drops when he was running. We found this is his phone. Guy's like, sick, we got his phone. Cool. Hands to the police guy officer. Cool, that's his phone. I don't know what happens next. Guy runs away. He's made an almost clean getaway. What does this guy do? He returns.
For his phone.
For his phone. He returns to Gaijin Mart looking for his phone. He's like, where is it? Can't find my phone. Can't find my wallet.
I must have dropped it being a dick.
Must have dropped it on my escape after my crime.
Right.
Doshio, you know, fucking idiot. Cash Meow's still there. Why would you? I'd still be there. I'd be lying in wait. I would set up traps. There'll be pitfalls everywhere. You couldn't return to that fucking Family Mart. What do you mean? Just returning. Crazy to me. Crazy. Have you seen fucking Home Alone 1? That would be me. Bro, fucking insane.
Dude, that's...
So guy returns to Family Mart. Cash Meow is like, oh. He's right there. Go and get him. Because he goes back to the Koban. He's like, bro, he's back. Go and get him. Him and the police guy walk over to him.
Yeah.
Police guy still uses, doesn't even like, oh, let me make sure I'm like arresting this guy. It's Cash Meow grips in his gut by the fucking nape. Pulling him towards the Koban. And even still,
police are fucking useless. Just absolutely
useless. Crime's legal here. But even then, Cash Meow's nice. He's like, bro, I didn't press charges.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I didn't press charges, but you got to go to the police now. Too nice. You'd have to drag this man to the Koban. Koban would be like, ah, seems like someone beat him up so badly he can't talk. I'm like, yeah, crazy how that happens. What happened? He spat on me. Then what happened? He fell down. He fell over. He tripped over his laces as he was running. He's wearing Velcro zip-up shoes. I know. That's why we were all so surprised when he tripped up over his laces. It was like, wild. Didn't see it coming. It's crazy. Arrest his corpse.
Arrest his corpse.
Put some cuffs on his corpse before he starts resisting again. Boom, 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 boom. He's resisting. It's just air escaping his body. Not the way I'm seeing it, sir. Listen, Constable Green here. About to fuck this man up with my bully club. Absolute fucking degenerate scum. But yeah, of course, it was a white guy. It was a random white guy. For those who know, it was a random white guy. I thought it was racist Japanese guy when I first saw the clip.
When you linked me the story, that's what I thought it was originally. I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to get some fucking racism here.
Mm-hmm. I was like, racist Japanese guy, spits on streamer, terrible, terrible, just a random foreigner, clearly drunk.
Yeah, I don't, that's fucking weird. Like, I think in most cases, most foreigners here are like pretty chill when it comes to interactions with other foreigners, because especially people who live here, right?
Yeah.
Because I think the people who live here understand the repercussions of getting involved with the police. And you're just like, I just don't want to fucking deal with it.
I don't deal with it.
We understand that it is a fucking ordeal, and we just don't want to deal with it, right?
I don't get involved.
Whether it was like warranted or not, I think is a little bit irrelevant. But people who are like tourists or whatever, like some people definitely see this country as
a massive playground
or a fucking what's it called?
Theme park.
A theme park.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many people that see it like a theme park, and I fucking hate those people with a fucking passion. But yeah, like I think most people who live here just know, like, I don't want to fucking talk to the police. It's a waste of my fucking time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And two, like it's gonna cause me more anguish than it's fucking worth 99% of the time. So why would I fucking do it? But like in cases like this, man. Given the fact that like the police did like jack shit, at that point I probably would just fucking punch the guy.
Listen,
I have nothing to lose at that point. Right?
If I go to the police and I'm like, "Hey, this guy just spit on me," and the police are like, "Oh my god, he's right there, he's right there. Look,
he's right there.
You can see him. I'm pointing him out. Why didn't you see the crime? Yeah.
Well, two can play at that game,
bro.
If I beat your ass in a fucking alley."
Who saw the crime?
Wasn't me.
It's a personal matter. Can't be helped.
Yep.
It's a domestic dispute. It's a domestic dispute. Can't be helped. It was verbal until it wasn't. I don't know what's going on here.
It was verbal until it wasn't.
You fucking cut. So like, no, 100%. I'd be like, hey, imagine I'm this guy. I'm like, I'm saint level of chill. I'd be like, Lang, cool. I'm going to turn the other cheek. I'm going to go to Koban. I go, Koban, listen, please, dudes. This guy just spat on me. Go and get him. You got your running shoes on. Chase this man down. Arrest him. I'm definitely fucking pressing charges against this guy. Get him. Police are like, I'll try. Do a little 1-2 jog. He's walking really fast now. You gonna chase him? Nah. I'm just gonna.
Okay, then I will.
There we go. You gonna chase him? No. Okay, I'm gonna chase him though. All right, guys. Great stream. I'll see you guys in the next one.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. I gotta go talk to. Bye, guys. Yeah. I'm turning the stream off. Yeah. No violence on the stream. Yeah. No, it's fine. Ooh, you know, peace and love. No witnesses. Okay, I'm going after this boy. We're in Shibuya, my boy.
I mean, there's plenty of people around, right? Like people would see you fucking.
There's plenty of people around. There's plenty of people that saw him spit on me as well.
Right. Exactly. Well, but no one did.
No one did jack shit then. No one's gonna do shit now. I'm beating this man to an inch of his life and I'm leaving him there. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. You're insane. No, can't stand. There's certain things that's got.
Yeah.
I just said before.
Like,
certain things can't stand.
There's certain levels, right? Where it's like, you know, someone hits me, someone pushes me. Like, I can just be like, okay, whatever you're a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, I don't care.
But like, spitting on someone is like a level of disrespect that I can't even fathom.
I can't fathom. No. Like, I've had days on the train where I'm like, oh, this guy is having a bad day and he's clearly being a cunt to people around him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You've been seeing these guys who are like, this guy's clearly like barging me on purpose. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't give a shit, dude. Like, whatever, dude. Like, fine. You have a terrible life. You got to go home to your wife who hates you, your kids who don't care about you. You're working like a 10 to 10 job. Like, I don't care, dude. Like, your life is over. You're like 87 years old. I don't give a shit, dude. Like, whatever. You spit on me? Nah. It's go time.
Yeah.
I'm transforming. At that point. It's hands. I'm transforming. He's never seen this before. I'm screaming out there, the Power Rangers Transformer thing. I'm going into my Megazord. I'm going to step on you. You're crazy. This can only end in violence. This can only end in extreme anime violence. It's the only way it's going to go down. And someone spits me straight. It's morphin' time. I just go straight insane, dude. No. Stegosaurus is going down, dude. When I strike that pose and the fireworks go off behind me, it's gold time. He's not. It was good. Please just like swing it hard, man, dude. I throw him a putty costume, like, get dressed. You can pick. You can be Ivan Ooze or you can be a putty. But either way, you about to catch these fucking hands, dude. No fucking way. Stop playing Go-Go Power Rangers on a fucking Bluetooth speaker, dude. Start going crazy. No, I can't.
Oh, man.
Can't fucking fathom.
Yeah, anyway. That would be...
Nah, man. That's too much. Fucking cunt.
I mean, at the minimum, like, if I wasn't beaten on the dude after,
no.
At the minimum, I would chase them down.
Oh, the minimum. I'm stealing his shoes. I gotta embarrass this man at least. Stealing his shoes at least. I gotta embarrass this man. He's gonna walk home in wet socks. What a cunt. Stress. Japanese police are like when you run from a random battle in an RPG and they give up when you're like 5 feet away from them. Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
It's like a Pokemon battle. You right. mash escape enough times, you get away. It's pretty easy.
You got away. Sound and go, dang it.
I really wanted that fucking Articuno. It's right in front of you still. It's not moved. Dang it. Fucking dog shit, dude. Anyway, I digress. Go on, David. You got some showies to tell
okay,
me.
Okay, so this is a weird one. I heard about this one from my my friend back home.
You were saying this to me last week. Okay, yes. go on.
So, it doesn't have anything to do with Japan per se, but it has parallels to a very famous Japanese manga, which is kind of funny.
Go on. Okay.
So this happened in Vietnam. Pardon my Vietnamese because I'm not Vietnamese, but Trong Mai Lang.
Yeah,
she's a Vietnamese billionaire. And she was sentenced to death for $44 billion in fraud.
Oh my god!
Yes. It's like the biggest fraud case in the world.
Talk it.
So basically, she's a 67-year-old Vietnamese property developer. She was sentenced to death on Thursday. So that was probably the 11th.
Yeah.
Yes. For looting one of the country's largest bank over a period of 11 years. So she's one of the very few women in Vietnam sentenced to death for a white collar crime. But again, the white collar crime was
11 years
fraud of $44 billion.
$44 billion is
from the Saigon Commercial Bank. That's 35 billion euros for all you Europeans out there.
Thank you.
The verdict requires her to return 27 billion.
Jeez! What? How?
But here's the wrinkle at the end of the story, though. Hang on. We'll get there.
Go on.
Some prosecutors said may never be recovered. Some believe the death penalty is the court's way of trying to encourage her to return some of the missing billions. So, like, they're assuming that, like, her getting the death penalty, if she gives back some of the money, they'll reverse the death penalty.
Is it like a thing where you give me back a billion fucking euros,
yeah,
and we give you one more year of life?
Sure, yeah, something like that, right?
Yo, wait, that's kind of sick.
So
kind of fucking sick, dude.
The weird thing about this is that the authorities were like uncharacteristically forthright about it. Nice. So they went into like extreme detail. They said that like 2,700 people were summoned to testify. That's a lot of fucking people.
What, 2,700
people, because it's like the entire bank, right? Like the entire bank of the country, like their state bank. While 10 prosecutors and around 200 lawyers were involved.
200 lawyers?
That's fucking insane.
Yo, them closing statements must have fucking banged, dude. All right.
So the evidence was in 104 boxes weighing a total of 6 tons. 85 others were tried along with her in the trial, who denied the charges and can appeal. Apparently, she can appeal.
She can appeal? How? You're done. You're cooked. Yeah.
Unfortunately, all the defendants were found guilty. 4 received life in jail, and the rest were given prison terms ranging anywhere from 20 years to 3 years suspended.
Wow. Wait, only she got the death sentence?
Yes.
Fuck. Nice.
Her husband and niece received jail terms of 9 and 17 years, respectively.
No fucking way. Oh, fuck. Okay, go on. Oh, no.
So.
What?
Here's the weird wrinkle in this story.
Okay, go on.
You know how they asked her to pay back the money?
Yeah.
The money's gone because she sent the money and had it buried at sea.
Oh, for fuck.
So you see where I'm going.
Wait, what? Wait.
I left all my goods in one piece.
Wait, are you fucking serious?
Yes.
Are you telling me the pirate age has officially begun?
Yes. So apparently, a large sum of that money she like dumped into the sea somewhere, and now thousands of people are like dredging the fucking ocean.
Of course they are.
To look for $22 billion.
Listen, the rules of the seas is clear. Finders, right. Keepers, finders, keepers, my guy. Holy shit. Wait, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Oh my fuck. Did she give any hints?
No.
They shouldn't. They should actually kill her now. Like, legitimately.
Just execute her in a public execution.
Do it.
In the town square.
Do it in Logtown. It'd be fucking sick. Make her dress up as Goldie Rogers and execute her with those big ass fucking swords. Dude, that'd be fucking sick. Are you fucking serious?
It's fucking wild.
Holy, I'm actually mind blown by this. I'm glad you didn't tell me about this last week. That's fucking crazy.
Yep.
Fuck, dude. Wait, should we be pirates? Are we wasting our time here?
Maybe. Where? I don't know.
The ocean's pretty fucking big though. I need some.
The ocean is pretty big and Vietnam is a very long country.
Any hints to where? Oh, we need to track her. See, what they should be doing is tracking like where she's been for the last 10 years though, dude. Fuck. I don't think this money's ever being found. I don't think it's ever being found. Sea currents change. Ocean currents will be moving around. What do you think? Do you think that the government is going to get the location of the money out of her first, or is someone going to find it first? Because if you found $22 billion, would you say? Would you tell anyone?
I don't know.
If you found it though, so you're like a fisherman.
So what she said is she says that a lot of her money is at sea. And a lot of memes about One Piece in Vietnam are circulating.
Fuck you.
I want to see Vietnamese fucking. I want to see Vietnamese One Piece memes.
Oh, watch that shit.
Oh man, that's fucking wild though.
Do you think that? So unlike One Piece, where like once they get to One Piece, like the last island, it's gonna be like, hey guys, I did it. We got to One Piece. Yay! Clap, clap, clap. Great, great story. In this situation, if I found, $22 billion, I'm not telling anyone, dude. Like, if I'm, like, dredging the sea floor for, like, flounder or some shit, and I pull up a fucking ancient treasure chest full of dollars.
I ain't fucking telling anyone.
I ain't telling no one. I'm like, oh, gang. Have you seen the meme where they're like, if I ever won the lottery, I wouldn't tell anyone, but there'd be signs?
Mm.
It'd be that. It'd be like, I wouldn't tell anyone I'd found the money, but suddenly my fucking shitty apartment is now a mansion in the middle of like Tokyo or something. Like, I wouldn't tell anyone, but suddenly I'm the king of Vietnam and no one knows why, but just out of nowhere. I'll be like, oh, birthright, you know how it is. Like, no one's gonna tell anyone. So I feel like someone's gonna find it. And if no one works out they have it, it's just gonna be like people searching for this $20 billion forever. Unless the government finds it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then they'll be like, we found it.
Well, I would assume that they would start looking for damn sure.
I feel like they're wasting time like talking to a woman.
The article states that she had over $4 billion in cash in her basement. $4 billion in cash. Do you know how much that is?
You can't get into the basement. You're in your house is sitting on the money.
How? Yeah. Billion? A stack of like a billion bills.
It's crazy.
Would be insane.
The foundation of your house at that stage is the billions of dollars that it sits upon. That's crazy. $4 billion. How did she get caught?
I mean, given that like 2,700 people tried, people knew.
Oh, good point. Snitching. Guys, so you don't
snitch. Someone knew.
I mean, to be fair, you can't steal that much money from the bank and for people not to know. This is what like, you know, the whole like big wide scale conspiracy theory things. This is why I'm like, oh, the moon landing was a lie.
Jesus. Oh, wow. Someone did the math.
Okay, go on.
They said it's in dong, Vietnamese dong. So it is equivalent of 108 trillion dong. The biggest, it gets funnier every time.
So sorry.
The biggest note that you can get in Vietnam is 500,000. So if this was in USD and in 100s, that would be a pile of 40 million $100 bills.
Oh, you fucking say, holy fucking shit.
That's a lot. Like, a bill gets pretty thick, pretty quick.
Pretty quickly, dude.
And like, it's not that many, yeah.
Fuck me. That's so cool. Holy shit. What a...
Sounds like they caught her holding her dong.
Fantastic. Great, great fucking show display there. Dude, that is insane.
Yeah.
I think if I was the Vietnamese government, yeah, this is what I would do. I would be like, okay, guys, she's not telling us where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we do. We tell everyone she told us where the money is. We just go, yep, she revealed the location. We've dug the money up. It's in our possession. It's ours now. Don't worry about it. Just stop people from looking, basically. Because if you don't, they're just never going to stop looking.
Okay, so here's why. So, Vietnamese law prohibits an individual from holding more than 5% of the shares in any bank.
Makes sense.
Prosecutors say that through hundreds of shell companies and people acting as her proxies, that's probably why so many people were in the trial.
Yeah.
She owned more than 90% of the national bank, the Saigon Commercial. So they accused her of using that power to appoint her own people as managers and ordering them to approve hundreds of loans to the networks of shell companies she controlled. The amounts taken out are staggering. Her loans made up 93% of all the bank's lending. 93%.
Holy fucking shit. Holy shit.
Wild. Actually crazy.
Reminds me of, what do you call it? So people do like giant crimes like this.
Oh no.
Nice. People do giant crimes like this.
Apologies, that was probably loud. I don't know why.
Sorry guys. People do like giant crimes like this. The problem is they do it for too long.
Right. You need to know when to pull the parachute,
You gotta know when to pull the golden parachute and go to a non-expedition country. And that was her problem.
Mm-hmm.
She did the crime for so long, she got too comfortable, and she was like, oh, this bank is just my bank. Like, this bank is my bank account, basically. And then she got caught eventually, as she did.
Yep.
You think she's going to get executed?
Probably.
You think so?
It's communism, man.
Oh, it is. Yeah, get her. Done. We should implement the same thing in Japan.
Should we?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. You don't think so? For politicians, at least.
Oh, for politicians, 100%.
100%. Get them.
Bye-bye.
100%. Like, look at the yen right now. Mm-hmm. Dog shit.
Yep.
Because we have, like, dumbass politicians in power, like, fucking up the entire, like, economy. So now, like, I got to go back to London next week.
Ah, okay. So here's
so
Reddit.
Expensive.
She dumped over 26.8 million USD in the sea before she was caught and sentenced to death. Every person with a boat in Vietnam has embarked on finding this money.
I assume the One Piece theme song blasting the fucking background, dude. Dude, hell yeah. That's what I would do, dude. Oh, dude, fuck yeah. Yeah, if I was Vietnamese and I had a boat, I'd be there right now. I'd be in the ocean searching.
We're on a cruise, my man.
Bro, fucking let's go. If I was on a cruise ship and they're like, oh, next stop Vietnam, I'd be like, all right, guys, hold on. We might have to fucking do a couple extra stops.
I just imagine like she's getting sentenced in the fucking courthouse and a dude in like a fucking straw hat and sandals kicks open the door and that song's just playing. You said it was where?
Give me a hint. Where'd you hide your treasure, Gold Roger?
You want my treasure? It's here for the taking. I left it on One Piece.
Not in Saigon. Do. Have you heard the kazoo version of One Piece?
The kazoo version
of the intro.
Of We Are.
Yeah. It's We Are, but it's on the kazoo. That is what's playing as they're searching for this fucking treasure. Kazoo We Are is. It's found it.
Yep.
Yeah, that shit is fucking great.
Doing the dialogue.
There's also this one.
It's on recorder.
On the fucking recorder.
Yep.
Oh man. Send this to you, it's really good.
Oh, man.
Fuck, dude. So fucking stupid. Anyway, guys, if you're one of our Vietnamese listeners, One Piece is right there for the taking. So, you know, Gumba. Good luck there, boys.
I wonder if there's like a version of like Vietnamese. Oh, One Piece staff. What?
The One Piece staff made that.
What the fuck?
The One Piece staff made the recorder version of One Piece.
So that's officially canon. It's officially canon. Saying? All right. Fair enough.
Watch the video. It's fucking. I have one of the top comments on that video. I wrote.
Dan says, "Great pace to hear the One Piece song for the first time."
Are you fucking serious?
I have not heard the One Piece.
I mean, not the One Piece song, Dan.
It's like the most famous anime in like the fucking world,
dude. Oh, fucking classic Dan, classic fucking Dan, dude. Ridiculous. The right way to hear the movie, dude. I'll post the version in Discord. The one that One Piece staff made, the accordion version. It's probably the best version. Yeah. It's definitely the best. It's definitely the best version of the fucking One Piece song. God.
Put this in the Discord.
Put this God. Which one? The one I sent you?
No, just the picture. The fucking episode discussion.
What? Hold on. For those who aren't listening. Even episode discussion?
Yeah.
Someone, fuck, someone put her face on the live action version of One Piece. I gathered together in one place. Fuck.
Oh, dude. Man.
Oh, god damn, that's fucking good stuff. Yeah, the world is officially fucked. How bad is the, jumping through topics now?
How bad is what?
How bad is the yen compared?
Bad.
Compared to the
USD, it's 158. Hit 158 tonight.
158?
158.
Shoot me though.
So if you're American, you're coming to Japan, hey, you're going to have a good time.
Let me look pound to yen and see what that's looking at.
I'm just going to assume that's the normal version. I can only imagine if that played.
It's one. So here's my problem with the yen thing. So all my American friends currently being like, oh my God, the yen. It's currently 158. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you go back to America, you pay 158, mm-hmm. 160, and you get a dollar. And they're like, yeah, everything's like a little more expensive. Oh, this fucking sucks. I'm so sad. It's too expensive. Bro, this is the pound. A singular pound is 100. And 97 yen.
Almost.
It's basically
it's
double.
It's almost a 1 to 2.
Three yen means nothing to me. It's double. It's fucking doubled. On Monday, the 22nd of April, the beginning of the week, basically, it was 191. It's gone up almost 10 yen in a week. Look at that. Look at that fucking graph.
You know how I knew the yen was really bad?
How'd you know?
When a Canadian dollar is worth more than the Japanese yen.
How much? Fuck.
115.
Ooh, dude.
So that says a lot.
That's not good.
That's fucking bad.
That's
like,
not good.
It, even like, I'm just looking at it. It just drops off a fucking cliff.
Yeah, it's fucked. Look at it. It's absolutely fucking fucked.
I'm going from yen to dollars, but man, yeah, it just drops off a fucking cliff.
I went down. So like now, because I'm going to like the UK next week, I'm currently like, what do I do? Do I change money over and take cash, or do I just use my credit card the entire time? Because either way, I'm fucked, basically. Like, it doesn't matter.
Jeez.
What?
It's 63 cents USD.
Yeah.
Brutal for 100 yen.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Wee.
I think if you are Japanese and you're listening to this podcast, we have a few Japanese listeners, and you're like, oh my God, the yen's really bad. I'm really sad about things. Listen, vote out all your politicians.
Yeah, dude, they fucked y'all.
They fucked you guys so badly. Every single fucking day that I watch NHK, there's a new video. What NHK has been doing is they're stalking out in like fucking Narita or Haneda, and they're basically like, we're talking to these people who are like they're traveling to America.
Right.
And they're like, you there, sir, where are you going? I'm going to Hawaii. What have you packed in your suitcase today? Well, I packed rice. What'd you
pack?
Rice,
chair, a rope.
Yeah, I got a shotgun shell that I plan to use to end my life in glorious freedom, America.
Yeah,
Yeah, like they're going to the airport every day, like interviewing people, being like, what have you packed in your suitcase? And because a lot of students are like, we're going to like X country for X period of time, but shit's so expensive there that the savings we had saved to go now isn't enough. What would have been like the perfect amount, a little bit more, we're now done, we're cooked. So like, I think one like girl was like, most of my suitcase is like just food. Just like instant
it's
ramen
not
and
that
shit.
Fucking expensive. No. Like people are acting like it's the fucking
people
apocalypse.
People are acting the fuck up. It's not that bad. If you're going to Japan, the UK, it's bad.
Yeah.
Fucked. You're going to Europe, it's bad. I get it. You're going to America. Everything's already expensive. You're going to be eating pizza for like 3 weeks anyway. Who cares? America's a trash heap. Don't worry about it. Like, even if the rate was like 100 yen is $1, it doesn't matter because things in America are stupidly expensive for no reason anyway. Like, it's whatever. It's currently America's undergoing a weird, what's it called? Headless capitalism or something like that? Like, America's cooked.
Headless capitalism?
America's capitalistic system has basically shut itself down.
Oh, I see.
What used to happen was the stock market was kind of directly related to, I guess, like, how hard workers were working in a sense. But now what's happening is that they can artificially inflate the stock market. So they've just been doing that anyway. So even if things are more expensive and people aren't spending money, they're like artificially inflating the stock market. So it looks like
we're doing better than we are.
Well, what it looks like is what it is. So if it looks, because that's how the stock market works.
Right.
So like companies are making like shit tons of money and everyone else is like broke in a sense. It sucks. So yeah. So like currently the Japanese politicians like fucking around, making the economy worse is really like fucked their entire people. It's like watching people be like, oh, I'm so sick of like, This is an issue where no matter what your political lining is, you should be on the same fucking page. No matter what. No matter what your political lining is, you should be on the page of, we need to get this government out and get a new government in.
Doing anything. Because
anything.
Like, it can't get worse.
Oh, yes, it can. The worst it got was 216 yen. It can get worse. We've barely seen it get bad. It's gonna get worse. Considering, like, have you seen you saw the news article that was like, Japanese yen still fucked up even after politicians had a stern talking with it. Did you see that? Some fucking politicians, they didn't do anything, they didn't change anything.
Right.
They gave the yen a verbal warning. I'm dead serious.
Become better.
Do better. They went into the diet and they were like, listen, yen, fight harder. Gambare. Kudasai. Work harder for the people. And the yen went, lol, what about this?
I'm an inanimate object.
I'm paper. I'm a concept that you guys constructed. You control me. The fuck you talking about, basically? So like, if you're like a crazy world traveler, you want to travel the world, you want to see everything, you want to do everything, you want to be everywhere, you hate Japan, you don't want to be here, but you're working here, you know, so you can go travel abroad. What do you want? You want the yen to be a little stronger, right?
Right, yes, of
you
course.
You want the yen to be stronger. You want to get the fuck out of here. You want stronger yen so you can travel more, right?
Of course.
That makes sense. Crazy left. If you're crazy right, you're a racist. You hate foreigners. You're like, fuck these foreigners. I need a stronger term than Gaijin. You're having weekly council meetings like, how can we insult these foreigners more? Gaijin, not strong enough. How can we get the N-word, but the Gaijin version? How do we get this done? That's what you're doing every week. Fuck these foreigners. I hate them.
Oh, Gaijin.
Oh, fucking Gaijin. Oh, Gaijin. Call it the G-word.
The G-word.
These fucking cunts. What do you want? What do you want also? A stronger yen. Why do you want a stronger yen? Because if the yen's stronger, tourists can't visit as much. You both want the same thing. Yep. You're on the same fucking page. It's the very rare time that racists and liberals are on the same page being like, yo, we both kind of want this.
we're both kind of fucked. We need help.
Yeah, you're both fucked. No matter, the only conclusion is to get out the fucking current
situation.
Yeah, diet. Kick the diet out. Kick them all out.
I mean, like,
burn them at the stake. Shoot them in the head.
The fucking fact that like people are far. Like, they go to the diet and like they're there just like sleeping in the diet. It's like, why are these people elected officials? Like, it's like they don't do shit, dude. Yeah. Like,
I thought like the UK politics was bad until I saw like Japanese politics. Japanese politics is so bad. Like, they go to the diet.
Yeah.
They're taking naps, as you said.
Mm-hmm. and they're doing fuck all.
Constantly. That's the thing. I was watching a debate a little while ago in The Diet, and they're talking about how can they increase the minimum wage or something like that. And they were like, oh, we have honorable member from Gunma here to discuss increasing the minimum wage. Bro's like 375 years old. Took man 20 minutes to stand up. Not to move to the mic, to stand up. And bro was like,
you have to get a walker.
Bro, a walker, a Gundam, a mech suit. He had three nurses by inside, one just holding his fucking jaw up. Bro's like, man. Well, back in my day, you could buy. Bro's talking that slow. Three words, he has to take a time to fucking breathe. Like, he's like, but you know, I was like, we don't know because you're not fucking talking. What do we know? You
go
fucking
on. Dumb.
Go on. Someone kicked this man in the fucking teeth so we can talk about it. But he's like, he's basically saying like, oh, you know, back in my day, a bag of Skittles and a fucking quick hand job can buy you a house. What are these kids complaining about? Like, this is perfectly fine. And I'm like, what do you mean, bro? Like, this is the problem. Like, not only are like the politicians like really out of date, they're really out of date, and also they don't understand out of date. They don't understand what the fuck's going on, and they have really old, ancient ideas about like how the country should be run that doesn't make sense in like today's
Japan. And it doesn't
help
that like the younger people in the country are just absolutely cucked when it comes to voting.
So
like,
cucked.
None of them. Young people here just don't like do shit.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like they don't care. But again, like at the same time, I don't fucking blame them because they're in like such a shitty fucking position where they're just getting handed garbage.
Every year.
They can't get anyone out of power to change anything. So they've just gone, well, fuck it. I might as well try and be happy with what I have.
Yep.
Because I can't change the system because you old fucking fogies won't let me.
There's a really funny story someone told me years ago. He was tweeting or something about it. One of my old friends, and he's Japanese, he lives in Japan, but he went to international school. Bro's got money. His family's got money. And they raise the tuition in the UK from £3,000 a year to £9,000 a year. What do we students do? We fucking rioted, bro.
Mm-hmm. I remember that on the news.
Yeah, we talked to the fucking streets. We're like $9,000 a year. He's like, you're not gonna change it back. Well, no, it's decided. Cool. We're gonna protest. We're gonna riot. Civil action. We wrecked the streets. I was there. I was out there. We wrecked the streets. We marched. We screamed. We were annoyed. We're bagging. We're showing like those in power. Look. We don't like this.
Yeah.
This guy, he's like, when I saw these riots, I was laughing. I was like, you guys are rioting just for that? In Tokyo, they raised the price of tuition from, I don't remember, high dollar price to even higher dollar price that's higher than the dollar price that's currently in the UK. Yeah. And we didn't complain. And I'm there like, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
You didn't do anything. You didn't fucking complain.
Yeah. You laid down and took it.
Yeah, like a good little fuck doll. Like, and that's the problem. You keep letting them fuck you, they're gonna keep fucking you.
Yep.
It's simple as, and they've been fucking you for fucking years now. Like,
I mean, dude, yeah, not to derail into fucking politics talk too much, but
I
get it because it's constantly in the news now, right?
Like, yep, it is.
You can't go a week without it being in the news and just like, man. The fact that, like, I think I read, like, a thing where it was, like, this week. There's an article about, like, how people in, like, the Abe, say regime, but Abe party.
Listen, you're not wrong.
Were, like, 100% cooking the books to make it look like Abenomics
worked. It
doesn't work.
Abenomics was the reason that the yen went to like 190-something per dollar.
And they were cooking the books to make it appear like it was working.
Idiots. Fucking idiots, dude.
Yeah.
The problem is like, so they were cooking the books to make it seem like it was working. But at the same time, I was an international student. So international student in Jordan, hanging out, working really hard. I come to Japan. What happens? Mm-hmm. Abenomics. Abe's like, we're going to do the three arrows. We're going to destroy the Zaibatsu and do some, whatever the second arrow was, and then do the third one.
Right.
And they only did two of the three arrows. They didn't do the fucking third one because Abe was like, my tummy hurts. I got to retire for a little bit. Ooh, yeah. I got the shits. Classic fucking Onaka Itai Abe dickhead. So like, he vanishes from politics eventually.
Yeah.
Doesn't finish his fucking plan. His politicians are fucking cooking the books being like, oh, yeah, 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 everything's oh, working
perfectly. Make it look like it works.
Everything's working perfectly. Don't worry about it. But at the same time, one of my pounds is worth twice of your yen. I have double the spending power. Nothing's got cheaper. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, and they're doing it again. The exact same thing that happened, 10 years ago now is happening again. And everyone's like, well,
Shogunai.
Traveling's expensive, but Shogunai. And I'm like, no, you guys are getting like absolutely the
weird,
railed.
Again, like the weird Shogunai type attitude again is like where you're just like,
what, really?
Like, we're just going to let this go? That's the thing, right? It's like, I feel like because we can't vote, we're even more disenfranchised.
Bro.
Because like you're watching the fucking train wreck.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing.
Whereas like Japanese people are just like, they're the ones driving the train, but they don't care.
Yep. Yep. It's insane. It's absolutely, it's annoying as well, because there are a lot of my friends are really like politically minded. Mm-hmm. So they're watching the news, they're like voting and stuff, and they're like, this is really annoying, because like they'll be having like similar conversations to we're having, where they'll be in a bar with their friends or whatever, talking about like how the yen is dog shit. And someone, they're like, I think one of my friends was like, someone always throws out the Shogunai. And then my boy's always like, no, what do you mean Shogunai? No. Oh, Shogunai means, like, sorry, Shogunai means it can't be helped.
Can't be helped. Nothing can't be helped. Can do about it.
Nothing to do about it. But there's everything to do about it. There is a litmus of options to choose from that we can do to like stop like the yen being completely fucking fucked. It's not a Shogunai situation. It's I guess we got a gambaro to like get these fucking cunts out so we can get some people in office who actually know what the fuck they're doing, you know? This is what happens when you have like 90-year-olds in power. Like, legitimately. Like, the fuck? For those of you, guys, watch any Diet debate. The Diet being the Japanese like parliamentary system building thingy. Watch any debate. It's going to be in Japanese, but just watch.
Mm-hmm.
Watch like 20 minutes of a live stream of Japanese debate and you realize what we mean. You think the US fucking Senate is bad? Go watch Japan. Go watch Japan. It's even older people debating issues they don't understand. It's fucking crazy. Like, honestly. I mean, the American one's more embarrassing than anything else, to be fair. But I feel like the Japanese one's a little more corrupt, is what I would say.
Yeah.
And that's saying a lot, because America... fucking... I'm glad to get that off my chest. That was a... Considering I'm going back to the UK soon, I'm very upset about this. Very upset about this.
Do you have another article? Because I have one more.
Smash me, bro.
Okay, so this will be short, I think, because this is a follow-up to a previous episode.
Is this what I think it is?
I'm going to tell you what episode it was if you want to hear about it. I got to look up the episode name because I don't have numbers anymore. What the fuck was that episode called? When I see the name, I'll remember. Definitely wasn't Wyoming Facts.
I listened though.
Was it?
I listened though. Back to the fuck.
Was it Wyoming Facts? I don't remember if it was Wyoming Facts.
Don't remember.
It wasn't that long ago.
No.
What the fuck? What episode was it?
But I might know.
No. No, it was more recent than that.
Do you want to post it in Discord later then, if anything?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I'm just going to open up a bunch of
episodes.
Trying to remember which one it was. But yeah. So in a previous episode, that of which I will name later.
We'll put it in the Discord. Yeah.
We talked about a sugar baby riri. Itadaki joshi riri.
Oh.
Yes, to catch you up on what happened. So Itadaki Joshi Riri was how would you describe, like a sugar baby, essentially, right?
Yeah, she was a sugar baby, and also she worked in like, I guess, like, was it hostess clubs and stuff? Was that one?
I don't know if she worked in a hostess
club. No, sorry. She liked
the guy where
she liked host
club, yeah.
She was a sugar baby, and I guess what one would call a scammer.
Yes. So
generally,
what ended up happening? I'm gonna sit up and stop being so lazy here.
Get up, boy.
What ended up happening is she basically like scammed dudes in like what they dubbed romance scams of like 3 million. I think it was 3 million yen, something like that.
Yeah, it was insane.
It was 8 million yen.
Fuck you.
No. That's how much he has to pay.
I go,
she scammed them out of 156 million yen.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Wayward.
Fuck it. Okay, go. Wow.
So basically, she like scammed these dudes out of 156 million yen by like pretending to be your girlfriend and being like, I'm in trouble. Send me money.
Classic girlfriend scam. Yeah.
So her sentencing has finally come down.
Hell yeah.
I want your opinion on this. Do you think it is excessive or not?
Okay, go on.
So she scammed these three dudes out of 153 million. I'll just read you the thing.
Hilarious.
The Nagoya court on Monday imposed a 9-year prison term and an 8 million yen fine to the 25-year-old woman who went by the moniker Sugar Baby Riri for swindling three men out of 156 million through a romance scam and for selling a manual on how to commit similar acts of fraud. The defendant, whose name is Mai Watanabe, spent the money she obtained from three men on a host whom she fell in love with, the aim of making him the number one in terms of sales at the club where he works in Tokyo's Kabukicho Entertainment District, the court found. Presiding Judge Yoichi Omura condemned the defendant, saying that, and I quote, her motive to contribute to the sales of a host is truly selfish and there is no room for leniency.
Wow. Is that what it is?
She took advantage of the victim's feelings for her.
Yeah.
Watanabe pleaded during the trial in December, I thought it was fair game to commit fraud for the sake of the host, Watanabe said when questioned during the trial. But she also showed remorse, saying that she did something really bad.
Dickhead.
Fuck off.
I guarantee 10 out of 10. I have no evidence about this. Mm-hmm. I have no proof.
Mm-hmm.
But look, hearing these sentences, the judge was a victim.
It sounds like
guaranteed.
He was like,
no leniency because you didn't take in the feelings. You didn't consider my the victim's feelings for the crimes. I'm like, yeah, I judge you fucking. Okay.
This man before the court date finished the book Why Women Deserve Less.
Fucking god. Anyway, like highlighting sections and shit.
So, Watanabe, who went by the moniker Itadaki Joshi Riri-chan, which roughly we already know that. So basically, Watanabe was charged with defrauding the three men in their 50s out of 155.8 million in cash between 2021 and 2023, and with helping a 21-year-old woman in Nagoya defraud two men a total of about 10 million in 2022 by selling her manual titled A Reference Book for Sugar Babies. She was also accused of failing to declare about 40 million worth of income over a 2-year period.
The real crime.
Through tax evasion. Don't do that.
Listen, the real
that's
crime.
That's what
I'll
get you.
Boy.
That's
probably honestly how they found out.
Prosecutors had sought to seek 13 years of imprisonment. Woo! And a 13 million fine.
Jesus.
In October, the Aichi Peripheral Police, I don't know why Aichi, because this happened in Tokyo. But in October, the Aichi Prefectural Police arrested two hosts for knowingly receiving money obtained through fraud from Watanabe.
Maybe one of the victims was from Aichi.
Aichi,
like who it was filed, to be fair. Wow.
Well.
Is that fish? She's cooked?
Fuck. Jordan, I think they found out from her selling the how-to book. Yes, that is what ended up happening.
That's right. It was the book. Right? Thank you.
Because they asked the lady, because the other lady got caught first, and they're like, where did you get this? And they're like, I bought it from this lady.
I bought it online on Twitter. A woman selling this great guy. Thank you. Yeah. I remember now. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. She was selling the book online on Twitter.
Right.
And then they were, and then suddenly, fucking, what a fucking idiot. The book was called like How to Fraud Good or some shit. What a dumbass.
Yeah, how to be a sugar baby or something.
How to defraud the government and not pay your taxes. The government was like, hold on. Let me look at that real quick, basically. What a fucking idiot.
So.
Yeah.
9 years and 8 million yen fine. Excessive?
One or the other. That's crazy. 9 years, fine. 9 years and an 8 million yen fine is fucking crazy. I mean, I get it, to be fair. Like, you take out all the weird, like, if it's like a pure cut and dry fraud case.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, she did it.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
admits to doing it. It's like, there's not really.
Yeah.
There's no real gray area there, right?
It's hard. I feel... I don't think it's excessive.
Really? Okay.
I'm going to stand on that. I don't think it's excessive because when you list the crimes out, what is she did fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Already bad crime.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing fraud. Yep. you didn't pay your taxes, tax evasion. Then you were teaching other people
it's
to fraud.
It's not even that she didn't pay her taxes. She just didn't declare the taxes.
Yeah.
Not that she didn't pay them.
She paid them?
I don't know if she paid them or not, but she didn't declare them. They specifically said in the article that she didn't declare
exactly
the income.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's tax evasion. This is compound crimes. You're criming on crime.
Right.
Right. And then you're also manipulating and assisting others to do crime. So if I'm the judge, I'm like, criminal organization. Criminal network. Mm-hmm. You're trying to build yourself a criminal network of frauding sugar babies. That's crazy. Excessive? Maybe. But if it was a guy doing the same thing, a guy was like frauding women out of shit tons of money through romance scams and teaching other men to do the same thing and then paying for like the top hostess to become like the top hostess of fucking Kabukicho.
Yeah.
And it was like, we're going to give you 9 years and a crazy excessive, it was 8 million yen fine.
Yeah, 8 million yen.
I'd be like, lol, serves you right.
Yeah.
And so you flip the genders, I'm like, lol, serves you right. Sorry, but you fucked up. You fucked up bad. Like, this isn't a mistake. You didn't.
No, yeah, no, it wasn't like a whoopsie.
Exactly. You went out. Yeah, you went out to fraud people millions.
You wrote a book about it.
You wrote a book about it. It shows clear intent. It's a slam dunk case. Like,
right.
at this stage, you sit in prison for 9 years. And you thank fucking Japanese Jesus, it's not 12.
Yeah. That's, I mean, they push for 13, right?
Exactly. Exactly. They push for 13. Be happy the judge was like, we'll give you 9 and also 8 million yen fine or whatever. Like, it's bad. It's maybe a little excessive. Sure.
Yeah.
But deserved? Yeah. You worked hard for that. You worked hard for that sentence. Enjoy every day of it. What do you think?
Excessive? I think 9 years is excessive.
9 years, I would give 5. 9 is excessive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think 5 is okay, but nine years is a long fucking time.
I agree that almost a decade in prison for this is a long fucking time.
Fucking dead.
Chat's popping off.
Chat says, at least OJ called his book, If I Did It.
Bro, come on! Yes! Thank you! Right. Fucking hell. Like,
if I was going to defraud people, this is how I do it.
Put a fucking moshi on that shit, yeah. Bro. Be like, what?
If
you wanted to do some scamming, this is potentially how you might be able to do it, dog. Right. Like,
yeah,
fuck yeah. The blatant fucking, man. What is your word? The blatant, the confidence.
The fucking audacity.
The audacity. Honestly, I think, no, do you know what? 6 years.
Okay.
6 years. 5 years for the crime, 1 year for the audacity of writing the book. Six years. You get sure. six. You get yeah, 6 years. You get out from, you can, good behavior. We'll lower the fine. We ain't lowering that sentence. You're there for all 6 years. Enjoy every moment of it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're a menace to society, dude. That's insane. Do you know, I remember the original story, what really pissed me off as well, was that the host was fucking ugly. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. He was just like some fucking, like...
The weediest,
like, nerdiest looking twink boy.
Bro, the twiggliest of twinks you have... You know when you're like 10 years old and you're like 3 years old and you're drawing people.
You know you're like 1 year old.
You know you're like 1 year old.
You know when you're still in the womb.
You know you're like a sperm and I'm so sorry. You know you can't draw people and everyone's a stick person.
Right, yeah.
That's basically the guy of an emo fringe. Like, that was the
Oh,
dude.
Man, now I'm remembering things about that fucking story that were really funny too. Like him and his fucking ancient teapot. You remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. Him and his ancient salmon teapot from
Daiso, from Amazon or some shit,
or something for like 3,000 yen.
Yeah.
Fucking,
like he'd come out and be like, oh, I'm going to pour you drinks from my ancient jasmine fucking salmon teapot that I got from fucking Daiso for $399.99. Like, fuck you, dude. Like, if you're going to do fraud.
Okay, so I'm reading another article that says her host is also facing jail time.
Yeah, of course he is. He willingly accepted money from this woman clearly doing fraud. He's going to go away as well. Probably for less time, but still a good time. I'm going to say he's probably going to get 5 to 6 years. But he's not going to be made to pay back any money. I guarantee it. But accepting fraud alone, he's going to get fucking... He's going to get put in prison because he's accepting fraud money. Does it say or not?
Let me see.
That's a no. That's a definite no.
Oh my God. Here he is. I remember. Yeah.
Oh, let me see if we can get to the screen.
What a fucking wiener.
Oh, there he is. What a fucking wiener, dude.
Fuck yeah. Of course, his last name is Tanaka.
I've. fucking fish boy Tanaka. Fucking hell, dude. Imagine committing crime for a man named Tanaka. What a fucking...
I mean, I understand why he changed his name.
To a fish boy?
No, not to fish boy. He changed his name from Tanaka Hiroshi.
Terrible name.
To Kamiya Ayumu.
Disgusting.
And this guy's so fucking lame. He changed his name to Kamiya Ayumu, and like in his fucking... Guess what fucking kanji he uses in his name?
Does he use the fucking Kami kanji for Kami? Like,
No. But something just equally as... Like, look at his appearance, and then what... I'll give you a hint. What animal kanji do you think he uses in his name?
Is it crane?
Nope. I'm like 100% sure that's what this kanji is.
It's a weird like Kira Kira name, isn't it?
Yeah, something to that effect. Yeah, something to that effect.
Disgusting. It's not gonna be tiger. It's gonna be something disgusting. Peacock? Oh no,
no.
I have no idea. Let me see. Oh, for fuck's sake! Oh, I fucking hate this life. It was wolf, guys. Wolf.
Yep.
Wolf? Disgusting.
So basically his name, like the kanji for his name is Wolf Valley, and then like to walk.
Yeah.
So like a wolf who walks in the valley. Like really fucking cheesy horse shit. Like if you're taking it as like
The literal meaning of his name, but the fact
that like you sat there and you chose that and you're like, man, I'm cool.
He's like, oh man, this is the one. I can't wait till I get to level 7 and I can lock a demon in my fucking left hand. That's right. This cunt.
Like
fucking
God, and he's got that fucking like big like chain that it looks like he bought at a fucking hardware store on. Like he looks like a fucking wiener.
He looks like the kid that sits in the back of the class playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Really aggressively. You know what I mean? Like the ones that are like, this duel is for the Shadow Realm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay, so here's more of the story that wasn't in the original thing that I read.
Oh, yeah.
So, the host club's turning court. You might be asking yourself, why don't they arrest the damn host and his club?
Oh, good
point.
Well,
you're in luck. The police arrested Tanaka and his club manager, Hashimoto Kazuki, last month.
Nice.
Turns out that both Tanaka and Hashimoto knew full well where and how Watanabe got all the money.
Of course.
And that ends up making them both complicit in a crime.
Dumbass.
Host clubs are booming business, with some shops bringing in over 100 million yen in a single month.
Jesus Christ, dude. In a single fuck me, dude.
Fuck. Yes.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. They're going to prison. At least for a bit anyway. Dude, Japan really has to crack down on this fucking host club thing. Like, the amount of women getting fucking bamboozled by hosts is actually ridiculous. Like, I mean, like, insane. And I say this knowing full well that hostess clubs do the exact same thing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, there's nothing.
Close them down too. My friend works in a hostess club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one of my really good friends. She lives in my area, like, at my station, basically. Mm-hmm. And she works in a hostess club. And occasionally, like, she's always busy doing, like, hostess club things. But she'll mesh me around and be like, yo, drinks? And I'm like, yo, let's go. Fuck yeah. Because she was, like, raised in America, basically. Came back to Japan. But anyway, I'm not gonna dish out her life story on, like, fucking the podcast. But she's cool. And we'll go for, like, drinks and stuff. And she'll tell me stories about the host club. And I'm like, how is this legal? Like, the actual fuck are you guys doing here? Like, it's actually insane. Like, the amount of money she makes is... Like, it was her birthday was coming up. And I was like, yo, drinks on your birthday? She's like, no. She's like, my entire birthday week is booked. And I'm like, oh, what do you mean? You could have gone on dates? She's like, no. I gotta be in the club. I gotta be in the bar every day. Because my good, like... all my like fucking long-term customers are coming in and they're gonna shower me with money. And I'm like, by shower, what do you mean? She's like 300,000 to a million yen a night. A night, David, a night. A night? The club takes their cut.
Even still. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
You making almost my salary or more in a day? So in that week, she's like, that week, she goes hard. And then she goes,
yep.
And then for 2 weeks after that, she's like, I have to recover. She's like, I'm dead.
Mm.
She's like, I'm like, finished. And I'm like, yeah, makes sense. But she's on it. It's insane. But she's cool. She goes to like secret raves and shit in like the mountains of Tokyo where they're clearly doing LSD and shit. It's a whole thing. It's cool. She's friends with like porn stars and stuff. She's fucking sick.
Hmm.
No, dude, she's cool as shit. I should get her on one day. I should just fucking drag her out, but she's always fucking busy. But anyway, I digress. Hearing her stories and stories from like other host people, this entire industry needs to be closed down. It's predatory. I mean,
it's like, it's kind of basically predicated on like fucking messing with people mentally.
Yeah, basically, you're selling, not yourself per se, but you're selling that.
You're selling the dream.
Yeah, you're selling the dream. You're selling like company in a sense. It's really sad for like those who are like the neats of the world who are like working some random lonely IT job in the basement of a company making like money hand over fucking fist and being like, but why can't I find love? The second they get like swept up in those like weird like club things, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. You're done. Like it's finished. Like the amount of times I've gone for runs in my area, it's like a weird street and it has a bunch of those clubs on it. And I'll be walking and the amount of times I'll have girls like being like, oh my God, you want to come in for a drink? And I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, you know, just one drink. And I'm like, what? No, bro. No. No.
Yeah.
Fuck? Like,
I've never been swayed by that stuff. This can only go bad.
It could never sway me. It could never sway me. Yep. It's impossible. Listen, even in my weakest days, you could never sway me. It's impossible. It's silly. Mm-hmm. It's clearly a scam. For those listening at home, never been to Japan and you're like, I can't wait to go one day. Here's advice. The greatest advice. George coming this weekend made me realize that our advice clearly does like enter the ears of people listening to this podcast.
Good.
Fantastic.
I'm glad.
So here's advice. You're going somewhere one evening, a woman approached you and she's like, hey, come to this bar. You don't go. That's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
That and or waiting outside a club and or bar being like, come to this location, it's really good and not a scam. It's a scam. Do not follow these people.
1,000% it's a scam.
We know this, but apparently people don't because people are still getting bamboozled by this scam. Or people are letting their dick lead and they're thinking, but maybe I'll pay a couple months, but maybe I can fuck this adorable girl. You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
Never gonna happen.
No, her job is catcher. She lives on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's for the streets. She's gonna guide you to the fucking the drinky spot.
Yeah.
The second you're locked in, she's going back to the street, dude.
Yeah.
They're gonna drug you. They're gonna steal your money. Like it's crazy. You don't have.
A real reality. Yeah.
A real reality, dude. Like honestly,
I've heard plenty of times that's happened to people.
I read it on Reddit as well. It's a really funny Reddit story. The guy was like. He was like, oh, I don't know, man. I went to a bar and then like, I don't know. Just like, I woke up a crazy charge on my car. And everyone's like, we all know what happened.
Right.
You're not slick. You followed a girl into a bar thinking you were going to fuck and they overcharged your car. That's you. That's on you, my dude. Like, what do you want from us, basically? But no. Good luck, guys. Don't follow any women to bars.
No. Bad idea.
Good stories, dude. Fuck. Guys, yeah, that's what I have.
I think that's all I got for this week.
Fantastic. Guys, I'm going to be off. I'm in London for 2 weeks. I apologize. I gotta go visit family. I got to do a wedding. I will have London stories when I'm back. I fucking guarantee it, dude. I know I'm going to have London stories when I get back. But got to go do a wedding. Got to go see my family. I'm going to go see Tyrone. Going to see my boy Marvin. Not seen him in ages. Going to go see cousins. My little sister is having a birthday in a adult, what do you call it? Like a play. You know those big like soft center of thingies. What do you call it? Like fun houses with like the fucking like the big jungle gym style things, and everything's like foam, giant slides, ball pits.
Like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, like a Chuck E. Cheese in a sense.
Not a Chuck E. Cheese, but yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
yeah,
like
yeah.
A play jungle.
Yeah, like
gym.
A play jungle.
Like
gym.
A McDonald's play place.
A McDonald's play place, but a little bit bigger.
Right.
London has one of those for fucking adults.
Okay.
It's alcohol and there's play.
Get ready to burn your knees on that plastic slide.
Bro, I'm wearing long.
It's been a while since I done that, but you, man, I remember those friction burns.
You unlocked memories just
then. Yeah. They hurt.
Oh, they fucking hurt.
I haven't thought about friction burns in a while. Oh,
bro. I wonder if this generation knows about fucking friction burns.
Nah, they tore down all the play places. Can't have fun. Yeah.
you got to get a couple friction burns. Yep. It's so important.
I mean, kids are going to die from like the smallest things now.
They are.
They've not had to eat dirt.
That's true. You good? Listen, nothing beats you when you get winded for the first time ever and you think you're going to fucking die. Bro, and you cannot.
You're trying to suck in air and it's just not working.
I caught a ball. I remember ages ago. I caught a ball that someone kicked like full strength. I caught it. I mean, I'm in gold. I catch this ball and it hits my fucking diaphragm. Mm-hmm. And all the air leaves my body. And I'm like, I'm going to die. This has killed me. And I couldn't. I remember I could not breathe. And I'm like gasping. I'm like, I'm going to die. This is how I die? This sucks, bro. Teacher's like, just breathe. And I'm like, I'm trying. Like, air will not enter. And then you can breathe again. And you're like, oh, that was a lot. And you're like, what the fuck was that? Teacher, what's that? Oh, this happens. You hit the diaphragm, blah, blah, blah. You're like, okay, gang. All right, cool. Back to sports. You got to experience that, dude. But yeah, we're going to an adult playpen. It's going to be cool. And then there's alcohol. Which is fun. My cousins are going to be there. My uncle's going to be there. It's going to be fun. My plan is to bring back a bunch of tinnies. To the UK, alcohol. Tinnies.
Oh.
Yeah, tins of a, gonna be about little boy, little tins of alcohol to bring back really? for the boys. Yeah, I looked it up. You can bring back 200 cigarettes per person and a bunch of alcohol.
Jesus.
I know, I didn't know. Last thing.
I thought like bottles, but like cans were like kind of.
I've brought back tins before. Yeah, you can bring back cans, it's cool.
Huh.
Hmm. This is, okay, last thing, then we're done. Okay. So my siblings were like, hey, Jordan, can you bring us back some cigarettes? I'm like, yuck. They're like, please, tobacco. Bring us the ones that click and the flavors change because they're now banned in the UK. You can't buy them.
Like flavored yep. cigarettes, yeah.
Can't have
I them. Heard actually today that they put in a ban in the UK so that like anyone born after X year is not yeah. allowed to buy cigarettes.
You can't have cigarettes. You're yeah. not allowed. You can't buy them anymore. You're fucked.
Yeah, hilarious. Everyone's got grandfathered in.
Yep.
Except for the youngins.
Yep, you're fucked. Hilarious. So yeah. like, they were, what was I saying? Oh yeah, they were like, oh, we need cigarettes. Bring us some tobacco from like Japan. Yada, yada, yada. I was like, cool. I'll look up how much I can bring and how much it will cost. And I found out, looking online, looking at like duty-free stuff. And I'm like, guys.
Yeah, it's a lot. Okay. It's a lot more than you think.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I found like a 200 cigarettes. And I go, okay, guys, 200 cigarettes. Flavor clicky ones, it's going to be 3,500 yen. I was like, Lord of mercy.
That's it?
Here it is. Yeah. 3,500 yen for 200 cigarettes. I was like, whoa. That can't be right. I'm going through the options. Some are more expensive. The premium yeah. ones, 4,200 yen.
Okay.
I was like, this is crazy. So I'm like, guys, might be a little expensive. 200 cigarettes, that'll run you 3,500 yen to 4,200 yen. What do you guys think? My older sister's like, what do you mean 3,000? She's like, per 20? I'm like, no, the entire thing, like the entire pack of 200 would be 3,200 yen. She's like, bro, we pay 3,205 mm-hmm. for 20 cigarettes.
Yeah.
For a pack.
Yeah.
I was like, bullshit. She's like, bro, we're paying 3,000 for a pack of 20 in the UK. Are you mad? For 200?
Yeah.
So now they're like,
figure out how to get 400.
They're like, how to get, well, we're going together. So I can bring up 400.
Yeah, there you go.
But my little sister's friend is like, can you buy me 200 cigarettes and I'll pay you back? And I'm like, I can't say I can do that because that will technically be breaking the law. I'll give them to you as a present.
Right. Exactly. It's always a present.
Right? So what's a present?
Giving people presents. As we learned today, giving people presents is not illegal.
Not
tax
illegal.
Fraud? Illegal.
Illegal. Presents? Legal.
Perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine. And that's what I'll be doing. Legally giving all my friends and siblings presents from Japan. But yeah, that's all she wrote, guys. I'm going to see you in 2 weeks. Forgive me. It's a little while. David will probably be doing an episode of Jay, maybe.
Yeah, he had said he wanted to do one. I don't know if we Fantastic. Will or not. Then, I assume we will.
Yeah. There will probably be
if it's not next week, it'll be the week after.
There we go. There'll be an episode in the interim. If not, we'll drag someone on. We'll do something.
Yep.
But yeah, I'll personally see you in 2 weeks. Stay healthy, stay safe. Go and watch my video. I'll be in the Discord. We can talk there. Ask me a question about England. Be fucking grand. But until then, guys, I will see you in mid-May. Sorry, guys. But until then, love you, Libby. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.